The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
They get the better of Leopold early at Elderslie Reserve. And it was, again, a close run thing as we head down boundary side where I think Chris Nichols is going to speak with Mick Condy.
Who are you speaking to?
K-Rock Radio, mate. Just the van behind there.
Hello, Michael.
That was a great win, mate.
Yeah, it was. The last quarter was really impressive. Thought the midfielders really went to work in there. And obviously Lockie Bond was really effective inside 50 with some good pressure. So really pleasing finish to the game.
So we're going to the bye now. Two wins from two. Very confident moving into round three.
Yeah, definitely. And we're a young team with a mix of experience. So really important that we did start the season like we have. And we feel like we've got a lot of improvement left in us. So looking forward to round three.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for going and joining your teammates. Good on you, mate.
Chris Nichols joining us there with Mick Condy. And, gee, I'll tell you what, if one of them rang you, the Condy boys, either Mick or Rob, and you didn't know who it was on your phone, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I know. He's very much like him, isn't he?
They are very similar of voice, the Condy brothers. As we know, of course, Rob, a star for a long time with Newtown and St Mary's, and Mick obviously had a stint at St Mary's when Rob was co-coach there with Bruiser Vincent. 11-9-75, Newtown, Leopold 8-7-55, the final score, as we go into the fifth quarter for Sandman Mattress Factory.
Did it again.
I did it again. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And you'll find them, of course, on the Torquay Road at Grovedale. As we feel free to go and mingle among the players. Nico, see what you can grab from there. So good day for the town as they pick up wins in both the reserves and the seniors. And continue their solid start to the year in the ones ahead of what is really a great game, a really important game for both Newtown and West in round three. And we know every game's important in the GFL because we know it's going to be tight from, well, we think maybe 2 through to 9 or 10 now. And a chance for Newtown, if they can go 3 and zip and put West back to 1 and 2. So they've got West, St Albans, Colac and North Shore. In a month that could really, the month of late April, early May could really define Newtown season.
You've got to be happy with that. I've got Matt Berg down here, boys. You've got to be happy with that, Matty.
What was that? Sorry?
You must be very happy with the win.
Yeah, very happy. It was a very hard-fought win. It was a bit of a ebb and flow sort of game and it was pretty scrappy, but we really stuck at it. We've had a real focus on front-on pressure, and I think it's sort of holding us in good stead for the first two rounds. It's good to be 2-0. It's a good vibe down here, so hopefully we can continue on after the break.
Yeah, so you'll enjoy the break now, just freshen up for round three.
Yeah, a bit of a freshen up into Geelong West, which has always been a challenge. They're on the rise, so they're always a good matchup. So we'll try to recover well and enjoy the win tonight. And, yeah, hopefully keep going, keep the momentum going after the break.
Thanks, Matty.
Sweet,
thanks
thank
very
you.
Much.
Cheers.
Chris Nichols speaking there with Matty Bogue. And great to see Matty Bogue back playing great footy. Obviously, as we said, 2019 ruined by a shoulder injury. And, of course, he wears the shoulder tape, which is the reminder of that. 2020 wiped out by COVID. And then fantastic year last year. Finished runner-up in the best and fairest first season back. In what was a tough year for the town, they really struggled to get any momentum. And he had a wonderful year and it started 2022 on the right foot. So we'll have the presentation of the Pride Cup before the players head to the rooms. We'll take the Newtown song and then we'll speak with both coaches and also our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. The best player voted by Chris Nichols will pick up a $100 voucher. As I think Nico's over there near Mitch Burgess, and I think he might be seeing if he can have a couple of words with him. I think Mitch is having a chat with one of his VF, I think Liam Fiore, who he's having a chat with. And I think, Nico, you have got Mitch Burgess with you just for a couple of words. He's going to give us an update on the hamstring.
Just bad luck about today, mate. You've done your hammy, so just give us an update on it. How bad is it?
It's not too bad at the moment. I'll get it assessed on Tuesday. Just a little twing, so hopefully no more than 3.
High, middle or low?
low, so... similar, I've done it before, so just back in the rehab again, I guess.
Yeah. All right, thanks for your time, mate. Take it easy. Yeah, rehab hard, like Kirsch used to.
Mitch Burgess, good enough to join us there with Chris Nichols. They're about to present the Pride Cup for 2022. And the players are just mingling before they head off the ground, and it is getting dark over the back of the McLean Pavilion, which tells us there's a little bit of precipitation coming. I think the radar might be telling us that, Jason, this fifth quarter for Sandman Mattress Factory.
And if it's over the back of the McLean, you know it's coming, because that's where it comes from.
Yeah,
I've seen some nights up here, I can tell you.
So I'm not sure whether
it's at Colac, so We've got 45 minutes.
And, well, then we need a bit of time for Dean to pack up the van too, because he doesn't want to be doing when it's persisting with rain.
Oh, we need a bit longer then. Tell King you'd hurry up then, Dean. You'll be right.
So just having a look at the forecast over the next couple of days, and a millimetre of rain predicted tomorrow, possible early shower. Actually, that rain that was predicted for Monday has dropped away a little bit. 4 mils Friday and on Good Friday. But they were looking at, the original forecast was for up to 10 mil over the next couple of days, but that has dropped away. But it'll be interesting to see what we cop tonight. So we're just waiting for the cup to be presented. Matt McMahon will receive that cup as part of the Pride Cup post-game ceremony. And looking forward to seeing who Nico's jagged for his... He'll have his Leopold Sport. He's no your systematic standout will be interesting too. Lockie Bond's 5 goals, obviously a real difference in a game like this. Where it's obviously not high scoring, but I'm looking forward to your thoughts a little bit later as well.
Took some good marks too around the ground.
Just want to say thank you to Newtown and Chilwell for their hospitality this afternoon. Been good enough to hit us with some drinks. Laurie, if you could reach in there and grab me a Kirk's lemon squash, would be much appreciated. That's the finest lemon squash going around. Thank you to Nolo Dwyer and Sean McWilliam looking after us this afternoon here, and happy birthday to one of the finest local footballers I've ever seen. He was a star at Thompson in the early 80s, the man they call Boots, Gary Aston. Happy birthday to you, Gary.
Thanks.
Hope you have a wonderful day. He's, of course, his son. He's the father of the reigning GFL Administrator of the Year.
He is. Is that his claim to fame now?
Boots, yes.
Yeah, he's the father of the Administrator of the Year.
I believe 67 today, so was a very good player when Thompson were in the GFL. In the early days, off the back of the old Evelyn Hurst GDFL Division 1. And he's family heavily involved in Leopold for a number of years. So happy birthday to Boots. Great part of local footy, as Gary Hocking just says a couple of words. And they'll present the Pride Cup for 2022. I think the Leopold boys will be keen to get off the ground and put this one behind them. Of course, the Lions then. Well, they've got St Albans in round 3. We know that the Super Saints are struggling, so Leopold will start warm favourite in that one, despite going in 1-1. Damien McMahon's now going to say a few words, and we'll then head into the rooms and take the song on a afternoon that went from very nice sunshine to clouded over very, very quickly. Damien McMahon just saying a couple of words. What have we got around the grounds?
Bit cloudy for the Blues too, can I tell you?
Leopold Sporties.
In trouble, 6-6-42. The Suns, 3-2-20. Carlton. So,
if you didn't see this coming, you know nothing about football.
Correct. St Kilda, 12-4-76. Lead Hawthorn, 5-10-40. 14 to play third term at the MCG.
Now, keep an eye out for images all evening from this game, thanks to Marcel Berens Sports Media. Geelong Regional Football is where to go on Facebook. And he's had a big weekend, Marcel. He started with the VFL-AFLW AFL doubleheader at the Cats on Friday night when they played the Lions in both VFL and AFL. Yesterday, able to catch up with some action from the VFLW. Geelong's win over Collingwood. The Falcons' thrilling draw against the Bendigo Pioneers at Deakin. Photos from that. And he was also at Geelong, Western Grovedale, Torquay and Barwon Heads. And here today for Leopold and Newtown and Chilwell, thanks to Marcel Berens and Sports Media Photographs for their supporters. Matt McMahon and Damien McMahon are about to receive the Pride Cup for 2022. And I suspect that what they really want here at Elderslie Reserve is, for the first time since 1986, to be lifting the real thing in September, Kirsch.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a fair few years between drinks, so, they've made several runs of it over the years, and, you know, they're sort of always amongst it, always thereabouts, just not, haven't been able to take that next step and get some silverware in the cabinet.
Yep. So just seeing the McMahon children have actually jumped in the photo. I've watched them, which there are many. Oh, there's three of them. Congratulations to Maddie McMahon, who finished third in the Geelong AFLW Best and Fairest last night after a wonderful season. All-Australian squad. And Amy McDonald winning her second in a row. She becomes the first two-time winner. I saw the skipper, Meg McDonald, was here a little bit earlier supporting the day as Leopold and Newtown now trudge off the field. Chris Nichols is going to follow them towards the Newtown rooms, and we're going to get the Newtown song, and then we're going to speak with both coaches and our Leopold Sporties player of the day. Fifth quarter,
already
thanks
in
to
here,
Sandman
boys. I'm
Mattress
already
Factory.
In here.
Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. He's all over at Rock Dog. He's gone and got himself in position 1A in the Newtown rooms, and fair to say the boys very happy with the result as they improved to 2-0, and their two wins by this year, both by 20 points. 20 points over Bell Park last week, 20 points over Leopold this afternoon as the boys will huddle up. No first gamers today, so nobody in the middle of the huddle. And here is the Newtown song. Newtown song, bringing together the best of Newtown and the best of Chilwell from the merger that went. We haven't called them the Combine for a heck of a long time, but they are actually the result of a merger many, many years ago. Just seen the president of St Albans, Craig Osborne, here today. Talking about celebrating birthdays. I believe a milestone birthday for Craig Osborne today, turning the big 5-0.
I don't know, but I'm more worried about the arm of his son that's sitting there. What's he done? My God, I don't want to know.
Break an arm.
Go away.
That's unfortunate. So on that, we'll take a break. Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.